Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Matt Peterson is our guest, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the president, CEO of eFileCabinet.com. And Matt, tell us about your business model.
Well, our business model is designed to help businesses become more efficient, and we do that through technology and particularly the software. Our electronic document management solution, which is available in the cloud or traditional method we install locally on a computer, but it's essentially, Jim, taking all of your business files, your records, and storing them in one central repository so that you can gain that maximum efficiency to run your business. And instead of having those files scattered all across, you know, you mentioned file cabinets. We go into a lot of businesses, we see file cabinets everywhere, we see boxes of paper, we see things on people's desks, messes. And this really gives information at your fingertips when you need it to service your customers.
Well, so how would somebody go about doing business with you, and how would that work?
Well, most people come to us because they're searching for this type of technology. As a matter of fact, if you search for document management software, you're gonna come up with the eFile cabinet is going to be the top of that page on Google. And so we find that those are three words that people are searching for when they're thinking about.
This is not just storing masses of documents. This is document retrieval, isn't it?
It really is. And a lot of people kind of confuse that. You bring up a good point, is that there's a lot of solutions out there that actually are just file storage. And those are a dime a dozen, right? They exist everywhere.
But not necessarily all that handy if you want to target a particular document.
That's exactly right. And so the ability to have everything in one central place, so say a customer calls up on the phone, what's the traditional small business do? They say, well, and the customer says, I need a copy of something. You say, okay, well, just a minute, I'll call you back. And then you kind of cross your fingers, hoping that you can find it, hoping it was filed properly. As opposed to, you can be on the phone and say, hey, I got it right here. What do you need to know? Or you need a copy of it? Let me send it to you right now. Did you get it? It's that quick. And you don't even have to be in the office. You can be on vacation. You can be traveling with the family, wherever. Because we all know that the rules of small business have changed. It's not an 8-to-5 process anymore.
That's really behind the desk all the time.
The customer needs something.
Right. Give us some tips on how, you know, as I said, as we established in the previous segment, I think we're all moving toward less paper, but maybe not just sort of by accident and default. How do we be a little more intentional and increase the process?
Well, I think first and foremost, every business needs to have some kind of a document retention policy. Most businesses keep files forever, and that's computer files and paper files, and it's unnecessary. And there's some liability and some legal ramifications that come with that, too. And so we ask people, create a document retention policy. If you're an accountant or you're a financial advisor, whatever business that you're in, you don't need to keep everything indefinitely.
Right.
And people are scared to do that. And then they waste all this space in their office, sometimes expensive square footage, keeping everything indefinitely. So we say, create a retention policy. How long am I going to keep things? And then hold yourself to that, hold your business to it. That's really the first start and first step that everybody really needs to take.
And you know, there are people out there who have records that need to be kept, and they have to keep them in fireproof for cabinets. And those things are very expensive and very heavy, too. So I can see where the digital storage would prevent a lot of that. What about the technology? Does everybody need to get a scanner?
Yeah, I think that they do, and scanners are so much cheaper these days than they used to be.
And better.
Technology's come down significantly, and much better. The quality is much better. So we see a lot of people that even have started scanning. They're not using document management solutions such as ours, but they've at least started they're scanning into a Windows folder directory, and they're just clearing out the backlog mm-hmm. of everything they have. So it's at least right there on their computer, and they have access to it whenever they need it.
Right. All right. What are some other things we need to do?
Well, I think is to truly go paperless or to take the plunge to go paperless, you need to start at point A. And point A for most businesses is today. And that means everything that starts coming into your business right now, convert that into a digital format. As I mentioned earlier, 85% of what goes into a document management solution is paper. And so start scanning that stuff as it comes in the mail. People drop things off. You receive invoices, all those kinds of things. Start to whittle away that mountain. And then once you kind of get on top of that, that won't take very long on a go-forward basis. Then through that document retention policy, you start to go back and say, okay, the things I have right now in my office, in those boxes, in those file cabinets, I'm going to start to convert some of those things going back as well. But we don't advocate going back and just scanning everything in your office. That's going to be a waste of time. If you have files that have a lifeline, a longevity of maybe 6.5, 7 years or something of that nature, you're in year 6, it's probably not worth it mm-hmm. to go back and scan that stuff. Wait till there's an end of life. And then go and have one of these shreds.
But if you're like, but hey, Matt, if you're like me and you're a pack rat, because you think you're gonna, you know, everything you see, you can figure out what you can find some way that you think you're gonna need it. Just scan the darn thing and put it out in a digital file somewhere. What's that? How much time and energy is that gonna take?
It's not gonna take a lot, but it's a lot of small businesses that you mentioned, Jim, sometimes have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 file cabinets.
But you're better off being a digital pack rat than a literal pack rat.
Absolutely.
Efilecabinet.com, right?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Matt, good job today. Thanks for the good information. Come back soon.
And we'll do. Have a good day.
You too. Matt Peterson, folks, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.